Beloveds, there is indeed a reset and renewal initiating now in the earthly planes of your worldly creating, where the center for the gateway to source is opening to catalyze the calling home of all your outward creating and how you relate to what you perceive to be the outer reality through which you move, live, interact, and breathe. You are remembering how to remember in this dimension of your beingness, the you who is a holographic projection into all that is, from the eye of one consciousness experiencing itself through you, as you with you. Your creations are an extension of the consciousness of the eye of consciousness of you, of one consciousness creating through you. They come from the consciousness as of you, as you direct, give instructions, definitions, permissions, rules, qualities, expectations, desires, dreams, manipulations of consciousness, telling itself what it shall be to you, what face it shall wear, what form it shall take to fill your world with the shapes of your own creations, which with which you will then dialogue in order to explore the more of who you are. Your world of creations, this field of consciousness that surrounds you, envelops you, through which you move and live and breathe, is being catalyzed to transform, that it may come home to itself, may reflect the remembering that you are one consciousness calling itself home, that your creations are not separate to you, nor are they overpowering you, but they originate, or rather your experience of the world around you is your creation, is what defines how you move through the realm of worldly creations that's coming home to itself now. Your experience of the creations of the outer world, the outer reality, that is your creation. It's your responsibility. Your domain is under your command, under your control. And your control is governed by your choices. You choose how you respond to the world outside yourself, for it is not outside of you. So allow those things outside yourself to trigger you, to trigger you. Allow yourself to respond, and in responding, view, notice, observe. For you will be speaking to you, showing yourself all of the disempowerment encodements and scripts written into your own story of how you're going to move through the world, what it means to be a body in a world full of creations, not all of which appear to be yours. You are only affected in the way that you are scripted to be affected. And in those areas where you are being affected in ways you do not want to be affected, you can change the script through ownership of how you feel about being affected in ways you don't want to be. Through feeling those responses, through owning them, through being the compassionate, caring parent towards them, embracing them, allowing them to change shape in you, your own hurt and stuck emotions, and then asking, what would I prefer? And noticing when you make a statement about your preferences and it is closely followed by an answering, oh, but that's not possible. I can't have what I can. Noticing those disempowering responses when you make a statement into your reality about what you prefer. For it is disempowerment being challenged here at this time, beloveds. Disempowerment and the belief that you can't change your own reality. That's the challenging pattern up for renewal right now here at the heart of our new beginning. As this center for remembering how to remember opens, in the heart of who we are, in the heart of worldly creations. How you move through the world and respond to others. At this time, holding yourselves in great compassion will enable you to meet others with that same compassion. But more importantly, at this moment, face inwards. Turn inwards. Own your processes and allow a beautiful renewal of how you're creating the world of your own responses. To reality that's no longer outside of you or apart from you. So the world outside will be reflecting the invitation to remember that it may look like it's outside, but it is not apart from, it is a part of you. And you're in dialogue with yourself through it always. It is always speaking to you, are always speaking to you. The song of you now is singing you to you, allowing graceful change. And allowing the never before to become the new. In you, through you, as you and with you. Thank you. Pleiadians. Pleiadian brethren, overlighting, evolution of consciousness, as part of a galactic confederation appointed for just this task at this time. Thank you. Thank you. In the sense that they meet with us very joyfully, and they've been doing this. It's like they've been working with us for quite a long time, you know. But there's a joy and there's a care, but there's also sort of somberness coming through. Kind of a note of, we recognize that this is going to be challenging for you, for many of you. And it's like a call to, though, align with the grace align within you and call for the call to be. Call for the balm, the solace, the salve. But mainly to be a call for help me to be aligned with the new, I think. Especially at this time, not to face away from the old, okay, so it's that. Wow, thank you.